This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
That off and let us have a look.
Yeah, I don't want to shave it off. I look weird without a beard. It's just that's the way it is. You know, once I got a beard, all of a sudden I was getting with chicks, you know, and then before that there was no chicks. So
leave this in.
Your secret ingredient is your beard?
It's part of it.
He's got a good neckline. It's not like he's trying to like hide anything like some people do.
We might be surprised. He might shave it off. He's like, oh shit, grow that back, Alex.
No, it'll 100% be that way. Yeah.
Listen, you're already
Please
married.
Please tell me we're recording.
Yeah, we are recording.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. All has to stay in. I say
we have to give it a shot. Yeah.
I say let's give it a shot. You're married.
Oh,
it's not like she's
going
to divorce you over.
My Hiara's not going to leave you, dude.
Yeah, shave it off. It'll grow back. And then maybe we're like, nah, that's the look, man. What is it? You got a funny mouth or something? What's going on?
No, I just look.
Do you look like a baby?
No, I just look weird to me.
What do you mean
I don't
weird?
Really know. Like, I don't know. I just don't look correct.
Vinny, your hand is up.
Has Mayara, your lovely wife, Brazilian wife, seen you without a beard before?
No.
Never before.
I've had a beard since. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. It was like I was getting no women, grew out a beard. And got kind of buff, and then I started getting with girls, and I was like, okay, we're going to just stay buff and with a beard. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. And then you let the buff thing go, and you're sticking with the
beard. I'm working back on the buff thing. Okay. Yeah, we're working out. You know, we're working
out
right
Sarah.
Now.
But Mayara has never said, I would like to kiss you without face hair. She's never said, let's try that. I want you to give me oral without your, you know, wiry, bristly face vagina thing.
Thank you for the compliment. She hasn't said that. Here's my thing is like, I just think I'm assuming she likes the beard. And I think
you're married to her and you've never discussed your facial hair.
No, she does like the longer hair on me though. So we have talked about my actual hair and she likes that a little bit longer.
Does
so,
she know the reason she's with you is because of your beard?
That you tricked her somehow with your crazy magic beard?
She doesn't know that, no. It's a, you know, secret, yeah. But I can
Does
tell her now. We're already married.
Hiding underneath your beard is a shit face?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's going to know if you guys make me shave it off.
I have a homework assignment for you.
Oh, God. Okay, what is
your
it?
Your homework is it's not to shave.
Okay.
It's to have a discussion with her about whether or not you can shave.
All right.
And ask her specifically, if I'm weird looking, can you wait it out until the beard grows back, or am I doomed?
Of course she can wait it
That's
out.
That's what I'm thinking. Of course
maybe,
she can.
Yeah, maybe even just ask her like, hey, you know, we were talking about it today, and you've never seen me without a beard, or kissed me without a beard, or all the other stuff. You want me to try shaving it off so you can see how that feels and looks? And maybe she'll say, no thanks.
No, she will be okay with it. I think, honestly, she's great and she loves me and she'll be fine. I think it's more about me. Like, I will
Let
shave
go,
it.
Dude. You got it. You're fine with or without. It's not Samson's hair. You don't have to worry about it.
But here's my thing. Okay, I get what you're saying. It's just that, like, I don't really have a reason to do it. The only reason
we're
would
saying
be
if, to do it. That's your reason, is that we've said, hey, we should try
it. You're
that.
Doing it for the show
you're
now.
You're doing
at
it for
this
the
point.
Show.
I'll think about it.
All right. That's all I can ask. Right?
I did want to
hold you down and shave you.
I did want to do the mustache. I was thinking about the mustache one time, but yeah, I just never really.
That's a start.
Yeah, that's a start. Right.
I'll accept the mustache.
Take the cheeks off. You can leave the whole goatee.
I want to do the handlebars. is what I was.
Fine, whatever you want. I would just like to see a change up.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine him without
a
beard.
Me too.
Now, and now I can't.
I think he'd look very. He'd look divine.
A good looking guy, man.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. With the beard, I'm a good looking guy. Yeah. And,
well.
With the beard, he fucking gives the beard all the credit.
I know.
Every now and then we step into something, and that was just beautiful. The whole
I got
my wife because of my beard. I just look weird without it. That is fun.
Sarah Vinny's Secret Show. We're in the midst of that. It's for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. And the gang's all here. Novi Hale, of course. It's only Friday. Waiting for her on Wednesdays. This one's been sitting in my inbox for a little while, and it is a tough question. So I wanted to run it by you guys. It's very real. It's not, I wouldn't say it's like the heaviest of things, but it's what a child is going through. So
okay.
I think it's interesting. There's no names or anything in here. And she says, I'm going to say this is the mom, although she doesn't say that here. Let's just get straight to the story. I have a 13-year-old in eighth grade. He's always been known as the weird kid because when he first started going to school there, he wanted to make friends and was acting silly. So now he's known as the weird kid. He is also bullied, and it's gotten to the point where he doesn't want to go to school and wants to homeschool or switch schools, and I don't know if I should keep him in the school because that will teach him how to deal with the real world, or if I should pull him for his own mental health and homeschool him or have him switch schools. I don't want to teach him to run from his problems. I want to teach him to deal with his problems head on, but I also don't want him to have no self-esteem. So this is a parent. I don't know which one, in a quandary. And it is tough. My younger son was very much the weird kid, still is the weird kid, frankly. And it breaks your fucking heart when your kids struggle with this stuff, because that's in eighth grade, there isn't a more awkward year. There yeah. just isn't. This is like the hormones are going crazy, and some kids are growing up and other kids are lagging behind, and it's just so tough. And I was the weird kid in some ways, or, you know, I certainly had my share of trouble in school. I was never a popular kid, and I console myself now in my old age by realizing that peaking in high school is, it's not what you want. You are still a kid, and if you get all your glory in high school or even middle school, then I don't know. It's almost like you're setting yourself up for disappointment, or those are your glory days. Like, you should have your glory days as an adult. You should come into your own and find that stuff out.
Well, those are two separate things. So what you're talking about is a kid being mercilessly attacked, and that is awful. And there is, I think, you've got to take it seriously, despite the fact that you do not want to always pull your kid from a real life situation.
Right.
There's also kids who kill themselves over stuff like this.
Yes. Oh, well, and I'm not saying it's incredibly serious.
I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that for you to understand that don't ignore it. That's the first thing. Don't ignore that and assume that these kids will raise your kid up just right. Real strong and able to handle all the things that, you know, all the cruelty of the world. Don't assume that. This kind of stuff really is awful, and it, you know, this can be as minor as, oh, Billy's the nose picker guy. That guy, we call him nose picker because he picks his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that kid needs to stop picking his nose. Like, that's really simple. Stop picking your nose in public.
And yeah, but you're still, sometimes that sticks with you and you become that person. You know,
I understand,
a pee girl all through school.
I don't think that is the end of the world. I think there are things that get way worse, things that get way more intense, way more, like, there's sometimes that kid never stops hearing from the people who just torture him. And I don't even know what it would be like to have that stuff coming in via your phone, too. So
that's
I don't know.
That's a wrinkle. None of us adults today had to deal with in school. Like, it can ostracize you beyond the point of tolerability. Like, you know, you're not wrong. This, I actually think as his parent, you got to get him out of that situation. He is still like, okay, you're helping him, but he knows why. and he looks to you to protect him. I'm with you. I think that this could be, this is horrible. You know, you've got to make accommodations for this. Is your job.
Yeah, there's some stuff that goes on, and like I'll tell you, I was pretty widely accepted. I had a million friends of all different types. I crossed through a lot of the different cliques and had good friends in every clique. And I also have this like sort of smooth sailing thought process of my school years. And yet I'm sure if I talked to you about it in front of Sandy, she'd go, "What about the time you shaved your legs and everyone called you a fag?" And I would go, "Oh, right. I forgot about that." There's a lot of things that you can, and even me, who was widely accepted, did some dumb shit that got me into trouble. And so I say that because I'm just trying to explain. I don't think anyone gets out of this,
unscathed.
Gets off without, right. Everybody gets a dose or two of this to some extent. It's part of being a kid, unfortunately, and it sucks. And I certainly wouldn't want to know that this was happening to either of my daughters, and yet I know it's real life. But if this is getting that bad, I do think you got to get him out of that. Now, you also have to be able to talk to him about, we can't do this every time you torpedo yourself at school. So we've got to talk about some of the stuff you're doing in public. The nose picking has to stop. The whatever else, I don't know what this kid's being picked on for.
She says he was acting silly. Who the hell knows? It doesn't really matter. Once you're labeled as the weird kid, that's it. So now, and the thing too is that because everyone's just trying to fit in, even if there's someone who could potentially be a friend, they hear what other kids are saying about you and they also treat you like a pariah because they don't want to get you on them. Like it can be insanely isolating and difficult. And I actually think that therapy can be a huge part of this. And my own weird kid went to a lot of that, learning how to interact with other people and learning how to fish in a conversation. But in some ways, it was too late. He was already very well known by the people that he went to school with. And we made a few changes and he had some accommodations for him in high school. And I don't know that you can take a kid out and homeschool him, or maybe you, I don't know if you have the money to put him in a private school, but there are channels in the school too. Unfortunately, when mommy starts going to the school to bitch about these kids are rotten to my kid, that is not necessarily going to help.
Right.
It can make it 100,000 times worse. I would say talk to someone at the school though, and there's got to be a counselor there, and there's got to be some, even in the school, there might be a group where he can find some people to have in his gang, you know, like you got to find your people. Isn't it a hard one? It's like a really,
well, it's, I think the only thing we can do, and I hope I've already said it, which is you have to take it seriously, whether or not you pull the kid from school or find another route. I'm not sure, but you definitely can't shine it on and hope that this just gives him a good thick skin to be a good grown up. Like, nah, that's, some kids don't get through this stuff.
No, it's true.
And so that's not something that I would ignore. I'm definitely, so far my kids kind of have the gift of gab and seem to be able to maneuver their way through a lot of this, but they're still real young. The hard stuff comes in the teens. That's where the stuff really gets ugly.
Yep.
The puberty years are brutal.
And kids are so cruel. They're so cruel. They just don't, because they're trying to be cool and they're trying to fit in and they don't want anyone looking at them. So they point out that thing that your kid's got going on. I feel for you.
I don't always know that other kids, and I could be wrong. I didn't really make fun of people the way that we're talking about. I didn't do that. I didn't bully people. And in fact, I was a small kid. Most people I'd try to bully would probably pound me into the cement. So, you know, that wasn't something I was up to. But I don't think all kids understand the severity of what they're doing. No. I think there's groupthink and this person called that person. And I've said this before, too. You know, that F word epithet I just threw out that people would call me. And I'm sorry if you were offended by me actually saying it. Probably shouldn't have. In fact,
that happened. Don't cut that out.
But I do think that it's one of those things where I didn't know what that meant the first time I was called that, but I knew it wasn't good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's things
it
like
felt
you get called
because
something.
It was the way you were called it.
And I knew that. So that happened because I had gone into my mom's shower and she had a razor in there. And I was like, you know, I knew she, my, you know, girls shaved their legs. And I thought, oh, let me see what this. And I shaved both. Like I started to shave my ankle and then I went, you know, have you ever tried to shave actual hair? Not stubble, but you realize you're not getting anywhere and it's taking too long and this is stupid. And then I went, ah, shit. Like I shaved up 6 inches up my leg. And then I went, well, now I got to even them out.
Oh, my God. You put on no hair socks?
I put on no hair socks. Exactly. And so I evened them out. And then I was wearing socks and shorts at school. So I was hidden just fine until PE when my socks fell down. And someone went, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, right. Let me pull those socks. And I'm pulling on my socks now, tearing them because they can't get high enough. Please stay up. And it's just one of those moments where you go, yeah, that's a super huge party foul in the teen years during those days. Now, probably no one would even notice, but it wasn't good.
Well, I certainly know your pain. I don't know how deep yours runs, but I think every family deals with this to some extent as their kids are growing up. It's so hard. And these days, it's even harder. Like, even my kids didn't have the social media the way the kids right now do. It's just, you know, the phone addictions and the all-night social media barrage and whole groups that get formed about one kid. It's just, oh, my God. I don't know. Your job's to protect them. And I think that you've got to do it. Don't make them tough it out. Figure out a solution or make a big change. I think that's your job. That's all. And Bryn, Alex, anything to add to this?
I think you guys said exactly what I was thinking. You have to not ignore that, and it is serious. But also, you know, figure out how to protect them without being a helicopter mom or dad.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's the real fear would be that you overreact, and just because someone called your kid stupid now is not reason to pull them out of school. But if he's being tortured, if he's being attacked daily and regularly, and he doesn't want to go to school, and it's justifiable, like, why would anyone want to go to school? The kid's being attacked at every turn.
Right. Well, she doesn't lay out whether it's physical or verbal or, you know, what the situation is exactly. I'm hoping it's not physical. But, God, mental torture, that can be just as bad. It'll leave deep a scar.
Maybe worse, yeah. I mean, I think that...
Right.
Anyway, I do think there's hazing in general when you go from 6th to 7th because or whatever the, you know, elementary to junior high, whatever that mix is. And then from junior high to high school, I remember being a freshman and you get some torture. You do. Even though I had a million friends and probably could have used my friends to battle that guy's friends or whatever. In the end, it's part of high school.
Right.
It comes with the territory, but there's normal and then there's wrong.
That's too much, right? Yeah. All right. Boy, maybe I shouldn't have picked this one for a Friday. Alex, anything to add?
I guess it just depends on all bullying is bad, but yeah, I mean, to what extent, you know, I think it's hard because sometimes you have the bullying, the people that are bullying, the parents are just as bad, and then it's like, how do you
right.
get that situation?
You know, talking to the parents. And
yeah,
like,
you want to go.
How outrageous! My son did what?
Talk to the school and maybe get this. You know. So I mean.
Well, you know, remember that story I told you about the guy I was out in the ocean with, and he had told me his 14-year. He teased the owner of his son's phone, and he said I was looking at my son's phone, and his little girlfriend, they're both 14, had been texting him these sets, but they're not. He said he didn't say there were pictures, but she was like, I'm going to give you the sloppiest fucking blowjob you've ever had. Like, saying all this stuff, and he's telling me what it is. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, A, I only know one person that's that good at dirty talk, and it's Sarah. B,
hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Right. B, my wife has never said anything remotely that gnarly. And I'm like, this 14-year-old is advanced. Like, that's real sex talk.
She's too advanced.
Right.
She's 14.
But I told you that he, so he, as we're talking in the ocean, and this is between moving around and have stuff happening, so the conversation's kind of broken that I'm trying to put together for you here. But he said he took screenshots and sent them to the girl's girl mom, and she never responded, ever. And he's like, I don't even know what, I don't know what to do about the situation. And I told Christina that, and he said, well, the mom might be someone who doesn't give a shit what that kid does.
That is always a possibility, isn't it?
And so there's all kinds of different parents out there too, to your point.
Right.
And I do think that what Alex just said is true. Like, you may not find a sympathetic ear among those
that
parents.
That may get you nowhere. Well, if your kid wasn't such a loser, my kid wouldn't be picking on him. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, you're awful.
But yeah, I think if there is physical violence, though, yeah, I mean, I would be really trying to get my kid out of there, I feel like, or something like that. Like, if there's a way to get him into another school or something like that.
Something.
Him or her. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so sad. And there's just nothing harder for a parent than your own, than the struggles that your kid goes through. It's just, I feel for you, person who doesn't say if you're a man or a woman. But, good luck to you and to your 13-year-old. And that's going to do it for The Secret Show today. Maybe you have a fun light story you'd like to share with us. You can send that along to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And
Alex, shave your beard.
Yeah, shave your beard. That beard's coming off. Take that off. See you on Monday with a clean face, clean shave. Not you, Vinny, though. Keep yours. Looks good.
Mine's itchy and pain in the butt. I don't like it.
Yeah, me and Vinny can trade places. He'll shave the beard, and I'll keep mine.
No, what? That's not trading places.
That's trading places.
No, it's not. All right, see you with a clean shave on Monday.
Thank you.